Is it rolling, Bob?
Bob is rolling.
Okay.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
3 weeks in a row.
That sounded like it might be in a little bit of recorded in slow motion.
In your head.
Because it should be
your
more
head's
like,
moving slower.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. Because I was doing Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. Do you see the difference there?
I do. I can hear the difference.
Oh.
3 weeks in a row.
What are you doing 3 weeks in a row?
The Wrinkled Sheets podcast.
Oh.
You haven't traveled.
That's true. And with every time I haven't traveled,
You have traveled. You've been doing weekends.
Yeah. I was actually
Last weekend was the only weekend in the whole month of July that you're home.
And I was, where was I? I was in Dallas. That's where I was.
The weekend before last.
Yeah. I was in Dallas working in the beautiful city of Dallas.
The big D.
The hot ass state of Texas, which reminded me, as a kid when I was down in Texas, I used to play a lot in the hose. Did you ever play with hose? I love to play with. Even now, I love hose. But did you ever?
Just call me a hoe.
No, other hose.
The water hoses.
The water hoses.
You got to be specific.
Okay. Did you ever do that as a kid? Did you ever?
Yeah. The water that came out of the water hose tasted sweeter than the other water.
Well, that was the carcinogenics in the rubber part of the hose.
I don't know what that is, but it tasted good. Huh. Yes, and we would spray each other.
Uh-huh.
And we would, every once in a while, my dad would get one of those sprinklers that like...
The oscillating.
Oscillated.
Mm-hmm.
And we would run through those.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like they would break.
Because they were cheap and you'd step on them?
Yes.
You didn't just buy the metal ring that just kind of sprayed up in a fountain-like effect?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think I got me thinking about this because I don't think kids as much play in that type of situation, or is that just a southern poor? Because when I was on stage talking about it, I said, "Where's my poor people? You guys know what I'm talking about." Because rich people go to the pool, or lived in a neighborhood that had a pool, or had a friend that had a pool,
right?
Or they had enough money to go to Water World or a water park. Poor people just played in the hose, or
right.
Or it when it rained, you went outside and played in the rain.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that when the rains were warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe it was a poor thing.
I think it's a poor thing.
1 year we had a slip and slide.
Ooh.
1 year, it lasted maybe 3 weeks before it was like all.
Well, did you make
shreds.
Sure you laid it down on grass, or did you just lay it over rocks and twigs and stuff like that?
We were kids.
You didn't really pay attention to where
No.
you laid it down? Did you ever slide and feel the rip, like, like it come
Yes.
through on your skin or something?
Yes.
Did you ever get, like, a gut gash?
No. I was kind of a wuss. One little ouch, and I'm like, I'm done with this thing. But I remember when we first got it, it was super awesome. Do you remember the skippets? The girls would put on their ankle?
Oh, they would loop around and had a thing on the end. Boop, 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 boop.
They should have one of those that, like, squirted water. Then you could, like, skip it.
They had a thing kind of what was a water wiggle was what it was called. Did you ever have one of those?
Mm-mm.
You attached your hose to it and just turned it loose, and it had this thing, and it would kind of, you had to jump around it and dodge it. And
Jabrown. I don't know where that came from.
I do.
Where?
Crisscross.
I didn't know. I don't know who sang that. I could not have told you who sang that.
Because they did
water fun when you're poor.
What other things did you swim in a ditch? Did you ever?
Oh no!
Did you do lake? Because we do the ditch.
Yeah.
We'd go down and swim in the ditch after a rain.
We would swim in the lake until Janet saw a snake, and then she would be done for the summer
mm-hmm.
in the lake. I actually every year when it came to my birthday, I would ask my mother or my grandmother for pool passes to the Ozark City Pool. For the
because she had
year.
Money.
She didn't have a lot of money, but she had more money than my
parents
did.
But she took you out of the poor state of playing with the hose.
And so instead of having to pay the $4 every time you went to the pool, we had these passes we would use. And so that I think I got smart enough to ask for that when I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother and I would spend hours at the pool.
Did anybody ever skimboard? Did you ever see that? Did you ever do that?
No.
That's where you, after a rain, maybe this is another southern thing or a beach thing, but you took a board and you like if there was wet grass or a wet area, that you would throw the board and then run and jump on it and skim across the grass on a wet board.
No.
You never saw anybody do that? Or?
Uh-uh. Mm. I think we played it pretty safe in my neck of the woods.
Your neck of the woods, meaning you and your brother or just everybody in general?
Just me and my brother. Yeah. Like, I always felt guilty using water, like too much water. Like, oh my gosh, the water bill is going to be too high for the parents. And they're not going to be able to afford it.
Well, that's when you were supposed to go down and swim in, like, the ditch.
And,
or the...
Yeah. Hmm. Skimboarding. That sounds fun. Did you ever hurt yourself doing that?
Not really bad.
But kind of bad?
Kind of. It's only when you fall down and you hit your butt and you kind of think you're as a kid. Oh, my tailbone.
I broke my ass.
My coccyx. I don't think you knew what that word was when you were a kid.
No, I don't think I knew what that was right now.
So many kids just said that.
What's a coccyx?
That's that little bone that sticks down on your tailbone.
The tailbone. Yeah. And don't most people break that at some point in their life and it like breaks off and it doesn't ever regenerate?
I don't know. I've never...
I think I read that. Really? Heard that somewhere. It might be a lie.
What happens if it just breaks off and lives inside of you somewhere?
Yeah, it just kind of floats.
Uh-huh.
You love laughing at me.
I know. Well, I have heard that people get born with a longer tail. You know, that tailbone is longer than it's supposed to, so it actually looks like you have a tail. That would be freaky.
Have you ever dated anyone like that?
No, but... There's people that have extra body parts, you know, like extra thumbs and finger or third nipple and that kind of stuff. Somebody I read the other day, some actor had a twin on its shoulder.
Who?
I can't remember. I wish I'd have Googled that now. I saw it was a thing about 10 famous people that had physical deformities, that were born with physical deformities. And one of them was this famous actor that had a twin that was like growing out of his shoulder.
Do you think you would, like, miss that person once you realized?
I don't know. Is there some kind of in utero communication?
I don't know. I'm not a twin.
Compunication? Well, they say everybody has a twin at one point when the cells are all doing the divide, 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 split, divide, divide, and then this twin sort of gets absorbed. That's why so many people have, like a tooth, they'll find a tooth or a clump of hair or something, and you know they think they have a tumor, and then like, oh, you've got this little twin that's living inside of your gut. Well, it's not living. You've seen that on like Grey's Anatomy.
I have
stuff.
Seen it on Grey's Anatomy, but I have learned that if I see it on Grey's Anatomy, doesn't mean it's true.
What? How is that possible?
I don't know. I'm still trying to Google, does tailbone ever grow back?
You're trying to find out. should Google the celebrity that had the twin on the shoulder.
Twin on the shoulder.
Okay, I found it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Andy Garcia.
It sounded like you were just about to announce like a winner of like $1 million. Well, you like hyped that up.
And the winner is Andy Garcia. He was born with a conjoined twin attached to his shoulder. Best known for his roles in The Godfather Part 3, Ocean's 11 trilogy, Garcia has ridden his Cuban good looks to a successful career as several iconic and powerful mob figures. But could you imagine if there was two Andy Garcias? That's right. I'm reading this off an internet article that I found. There might have been more, even that could be more than Hollywood could handle. Believe it or not, that was almost the case. Garcia was born with a twin about the size of a softball attached to his shoulder. The malformed sibling was surgically removed, but a scar still remains on Andy's shoulder to this day.
Wow.
That's kind of weird, huh?
It is. I don't know how I would feel about that.
Especially if you were out like, on the beach and somebody goes, hey, how'd you get the scar? It's a constant reminder that there was somebody growing out of you.
Well, creepy. You went creepy there.
I'm your twin.
You know what I took away from that story?
What?
We haven't gone to Cuba in a while.
That's what you got? You're tapping a
Cuban.
Cuban?
Yes.
I had a Cuban sandwich the other day.
What?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You were here because I had taken the fishing trip.
Oh, I didn't even know you guys ate.
Yeah.
You took some boys out fishing?
It was a boys' days out. We went out and caught six, Dylan caught two, and Chris Mahoney.
And how many did you...
Oh. One. He caught one. And how many were big enough to keep? Yeah. None. Not one. But it's the thought that counts when you're actually just out fishing. Fishing, you don't even have to catch anything to have a good fishing day.
I'm not a fishing person.
I've noticed that, because you'd never even want to go. Like, I'll say, hey, do you want to just come down and just hang out? You could walk around, read a book, or whatever. Nah, I'm all right.
Your laundry's clean.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You got quality time with your bros?
Yeah, but don't you ever just want to go hang out?
We do.
Like, I mean, at the lake, on a fishing thing. Does it just not appeal to you to get outside and be by the water? Or were you never did you ever fish as a kid?
Every once in a while, not very often.
Will you bait your own hook and take your own fish off the hook?
Nope. You've seen that. My mother used to always bait my hook.
Oh, that's true. I have.
I remember one time, thankfully the fish swallowed the lure. I like freaked out so much that I didn't even reel it in. Like, I pulled it in. I started running the opposite way of the lake.
You ran like up the hill?
Yes.
And drug it out of the water?
Yes. I think that was my very first fish.
And you were
fish.
Like, how old? Like, 15,
16. I had a Barbie.
You had a Barbie fishing rod?
I did. Mm-hmm. And I just freaked out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I just started running. That would have been a YouTube moment.
Yep. That definitely would have been a viral YouTube moment.
I just freaked out.
What kind of fish was it? Do you remember?
Really?
Oh, I guess not.
I don't know.
But that didn't get you hooked on fishing? Just that excitement? I mean, that much excitement that you ran the... Like, I don't want to lose it.
I don't know. It seems like this day and age, like, there's so much that needs to be done. It's hard to justify stopping and sitting by a lake. I would rather stop and sit by a pool.
But isn't that sort of a sad indictment of what's going on? That everything else seems more important than a little relaxation time of getting out and enjoying some sunshine and fresh air and maybe going back to the days of catching your own food and feeding the family.
Like, we're all on the same page there for a moment. Like, getting out, getting some sun, relaxing equals pool time.
Right.
But then you had to throw in the whole catching your own food thing. I do that at the grocery store.
Oh, you catch your own food at the grocery store?
Yeah, you gotta dig for some of the good stuff sometimes. Especially if you go to Trader Joe's on a Sunday afternoon after everyone else has been there.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I know my logic doesn't make sense sometimes.
What?
My logic of Trader Joe's, catching my own food.
Oh, yeah. True.
Anyway. Speaking of food.
Uh-huh.
Lay's potato chips.
The contest.
Working on a new flavor.
Several new flavors.
Several.
It's a competition. Did you know
you
about this?
You can vote.
That's called the Do Us a Flavor Contest. And they're going to pick three ingredients and submit a 140 character note on your inspiration, your dish that your flavor that you're submitting. More than 14 million submissions have been received. 14.
When was this?
It's been going on for a while. But now it's down to the wire. The flavors are bacon. This is what you're gonna love: bacon mac and cheese.
Dang!
And that was submitted by an Ohio firefighter. Wavy mango salsa by a California event planner, and cappuccino by a doctoral candidate and visiting lecturer in Las Vegas. And the other one. Is, are you ready for this? Wasabi ginger.
Bacon mac and cheese. Bacon mac and
is
cheese.
Is that what you're going for?
Yes.
Okay, the online voting has started, but it will finish, according to this article in my hand, in October.
You have an article in your hand?
In my phone. I'm holding my iPhone in my head.
In October?
In October. That's what it says. Online voting has started.
So. I did find that the cappuccino flavor
mm-hmm.
does not contain any actual coffee or caffeine.
See, I always wonder how they do flavors to taste like something if it doesn't have any of the actual stuff in it.
Well, the company last year, Frito-Lay, they discontinued a variety of Cracker Jack that contained caffeine
mm-hmm.
because the Food and Drug Administration said it was concerned about the proliferation of caffeinated food and drinks, so they halted production.
On Cracker Jacks.
Right. The Food and Drug Administration sucks the rest of the time, but let's not put caffeine in Cracker Jacks.
Right. You could have all these energy drinks. They come out constantly.
Constantly.
Constantly. And there's all kind of energy drops to put in your water bottle, but Cracker Jacks, no.
That's a line no you caffeine. Don't cross.
How much caffeine could there possibly have been in Cracker Jacks?
I don't know. You know it doesn't I mean? Really
it's
give
like,
much
It's not like
detail.
It's a coffee or an energy drink. Maybe it had a hint or of good kick in it.
So you'd vote for the wasabi?
I would probably vote for the wasabi, but I definitely would probably vote for the mac and cheese.
Me too.
Because then I could add hot sauce to it, and it'd be like a real mac and cheese. Can you imagine dipping your mac and cheese chip into salsa? Mmm.
Yummy!
No, you can't, because it's spicy.
I know. You know what I have a weakness for recently?
What's that?
Pringles, salt and vinegar. You saw me plow through a
sea
can.
Sea salt and vinegar.
Yeah, I don't care what salt it is. As long as it's the vinegar. It is the vinegar. It's that twang after I take a bite.
Twang?
It's like a tang, but a little bit more than a tang. It's twang. More than a twang. I just made up a word that means something else. Now it means this.
I think that's
it's
called
been a long day.
Misusing a word.
What are you talking about?
You just made up a word called twang.
No, I didn't make up a word. It already existed.
Oh.
I just changed the meaning.
Oh, okay. I see how. And I misconstrued that as using the wrong word.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Yeah, but... you know what I'm hungry for?
What?
I know you got me thinking about
food. Because we haven't eaten dinner. I'm starving.
Nachos. How long has it been nachos. Since we've had good nachos?
We should go to Chili's.
We could call in and get some nachos.
I'm on it. Can I do that online? Where's my phone?
Well, no, because we're doing the podcast right now. You can't do it right this second.
I'm really...
Sorry to distract, squirrel. Sorry
I'm
to
really
distract
hungry.
You. Me too. But we have a podcast to get done.
Dadgum.
And then you can contact Chili's and find out if they do it online.
Let's keep talking about food.
Let's do.
Cake. I'm sorry, what? Nachos? Where were you going with the nacho thing? We'll come back to cake. That was a tease. Cake.
No, it was just the nacho thing earlier that somebody, my Facebook page, I have the Nachos Facebook page, the Nacho Report. And so I had some people that have friended the page now. And so I'm getting more people.
You don't friend a page, you like a page.
You like a page, sorry.
Welcome to Facebook.
They click the thumb. Look at me misusing words.
No, you are explaining something incorrectly.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, more people are liking my Nacho Report Facebook page. And I was kind of say, okay, cool. And more, I would hope more people that hear the podcast might go and then like the page.
It's called the Nacho Report.
The Nacho Report. And I'm saying this because I think if we get some more listeners to like the page and they give us more nacho recipes, that's what I'm after. Because I asked for...
that was a lot.
That was a lot.
You want more nacho recipes.
Yeah. Everybody's got nacho recipes, go to the Nacho Report on Facebook. And
so you go to Facebook, you search the Nacho Report.
Yeah.
And you share your favorite nacho recipes.
Yeah.
Did someone share an awesome one with you?
No, that's what I'm saying. They didn't. I asked for some.
When was the last time you talked about
likes.
The Nacho Report?
It's been a while. It's been quite a while.
You got to work on that. It's all about marketing.
I will do that. Okay. I got a question for you, by the way. I know this squirrel. You ready?
I thought we were going to talk about cake. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, if you were asked to give yourself a nickname, what would it be?
Pinky.
Oh, God, that didn't even take long.
Or
you had that forever,
pink
though.
Pink Sparkles, or Barbie.
Speaking of Barbie.
Uh-oh, what?
You know that there is a Girl Scout Barbie now, right?
Is that bad?
I don't know. That's what I heard that people were complaining about the Girl Scout Barbie, but I couldn't think of any reason that women would have to complain about a Girl Scout Barbie. So that was where I was going to go with that. I was going to ask you, as a woman, what would be the complaint of a...
I don't know.
Of a,
Girl Scouts is a part of life.
Isn't it?
It's been a part of my life. Is Girl Scouts still
relevant?
A thing?
It's coarse. It's still around. But do you think in this day and age, is it too much of...
organized?
Yeah.
Teaching women how to be womanly?
That's what I'm thinking. Is it too much of a... That's one of those things that's just trying to teach women how to cook and clean and...
I was not in Girl Scouts. The only thing I know about Girl Scouts is Samoas. The cookie.
S'mores?
Samoas. Samoas.
Oh.
S-A-M-O-S-A.
Oh, the cookie you actually buy from the girls' parents that are selling to you at work.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had cute outfits.
Mm-hmm. That's all you know? You never got to be a Girl Scout? Why?
I was in church.
Oh, you weren't allowed to be in Girl Scouts if you were in church?
My parents are like, you're in church, you have Girls in Action to go to every Wednesday night, and so you don't need to be a part of Girl Scouts.
Hold on, just say, move your mic screen off your mic. It's leaning against your...
There. Okay.
There you go. Sorry, little interruption there. Heavy sigh. You okay?
Yes.
You annoyed when I tell you stuff like that?
No.
Then why the heavy sigh?
Because
why?
I just constantly being told what to do. Don't bite your nails.
Yeah, don't bite your nails.
Don't
seriously.
Touch the microphone stand. Move the screen.
Uh-huh.
I need freedom. We need to...
Break up?
No, what the hell?
Is that what you're saying?
No, what the hell?
Because you're like annoyed by constantly being told what to do.
I just need...
You're heavy sighing.
cake. Back to the cake. You can buy cake in a freaking can. I swear, every week you try and break up with me. It's not going to happen. You're stuck with me. So, Harvard students invented cake in a spray can.
Cake in a can. You actually got to the story. You were saying you made it.
I made it to the story, and I'm very excited about this.
Cake in a can.
Yeah. You've seen pancake mix in a can.
Mm-hmm.
This is cake in a can. And for some reason, I can't find any information about the nutrition. I'm sure it's not healthy. But they started out having an excuse to eat a lot of cake. And it turned into an invention of a lifetime. Of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime. It's like sliced
quote
bread.
Quote, unquote. It's a freshman at Harvard.
How's that make you feel?
I feel like a
You graduated.
Idiot.
You didn't even come up with this shit.
Yeah. So he and his girlfriend went on to prove that cake in a can is an amazing idea. So it's very similar to whipped cream. They won $10,000 in a 2014 Harvard Innovation Challenge. And it's called Spray Cake. It involves spraying cake batter from a can, then cooking it for 1 minute in a microwave. You can also be traditional or old school and cook it in the oven.
Wow. You know what? How lazy do you have to be to spray a cake in a can? And to make yourself even lazier, you could just put a microwave right next to your chair and cook cake and watch TV.
It's
you
true.
Could just... Ding! Grey's Anatomy's on.
Yep. Or you could just buy Little Debbie cakes.
Or you could hope for
made.
Nachos in a can. That's what I'm nachos hoping the next in invention they come up with.
It'd be like easy cheese.
Oh, easy cheese and some chips. Oh, God.
Once a year.
So we're doing this podcast hungry. That's what you should never do.
You thought you should never go shopping hungry at the grocery store.
No, you should never
go
podcast hungry. So I really thought that if I asked you about your nickname, it was going to take longer than Pinky and Barbie and stuff.
What do you think my nickname is?
I don't know. No, I don't
you
know.
You should
That's
like switch it. If you had to come up with a nickname... For your significant other, what would it be?
Pinky. Barbie.
Baloney. Baloney.
What would you come up with for me?
Hot sauce.
That's what it'd be?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name.
Or Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha man.
I like that.
See?
Now, speaking of Sriracha, look how we jump around. Jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around. Jump around. The other day when I stopped at Whole Foods and...
I with you?
No, this is all with guys we were fishing. The day we went fishing.
Guy day.
We got water and
at Whole Foods?
At Whole Foods.
Okay.
Well, that's where we got the Cuban sandwiches. But they had Sriracha on the table, and it was called Ninja, like Ninja Squirrel Sriracha. And it said exclusively at Whole Foods. And I thought Sriracha was just that hot sauce that you always see with the Asian writing and the rooster on it. I just figured that that was the only Sriracha there was.
And how is this different?
I don't know. I think it's just, it must be the type of sauce rather than the name, which I didn't know that.
Maybe it's all natural, Whole Foods approved.
Well, could be. But didn't you think Sriracha was the name of the...
It was the company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But apparently
this... Ninja Sriracha?
Yeah, like Ninja Squirrel Sriracha.
So they're
Sriracha.
Making a variety of Srirachas?
I don't know. Is it, see, like Tabasco sauce?
It's made different by varieties.
But it's made by the Tabasco company.
Right. But isn't Tabasco a plant?
It's a, there's a Tabasco,
pepper?
It's just a company. No, the,
it's not an actual thing?
No, not that I know of. I think it's the peppers that are grown on that island outside of Louisiana, Iberia. I think it's the name of it, New Iberia.
What?
You don't know about this?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't. Well, you don't keep up with hot sauce.
I don't. I didn't know there was a whole thing to keep up with.
Yeah, there's pepper. There's that's the type of pepper that's grown in this area.
The next
and
Facebook
then turns
page
it,
is
called, all about
hot sauce.
Yeah, how to teach a girl about hot sauce.
That could be taken dirty. I don't know how, but I feel like it could.
Hot sauce.
So anyway, what's the deal with this sriracha?
Sriracha
squirrel.
The ninja squirrel one? Ninja, I don't know. Oh. But here's what I found out about sriracha.
I just like the word ninja squirrel.
Sriracha is a type of hot sauce made from paste of chili peppers, distilled vinegar, garlic, sugar, and salt. It's named after the coastal city in Thailand, the city of Sriracha. S-I. It's a different word. Sriracha. Okay. And... In America, within the United States, sriracha sauce is most commonly associated with the version produced by I don't know how to pronounce this. H-U-Y. How would you pronounce that?
H-U-Y. Hui.
Fong Foods.
Hui Fong Foods.
Yeah.
Hui Fong Foods.
And it's colloquial, that's what it says, known as cock sauce or rooster sauce.
That's why you like it.
That's exactly.
You have an obsession with roosters.
I know.
You love them on your shirts.
Because women will go, nice rooster.
They don't say rooster.
Rooster.
Let me now, touch your rooster. They don't say rooster.
Let me pet. Well, no. But now, let me continue this.
Okay, focus, squirrel.
Various restaurants in the U.S., including Applebee's, P.F. Chang's, Subway, White Castle, and Gordon Biersch, have incorporated sriracha into their dishes. Sometimes mixing it with mayonnaise or into a dipping sauce.
Well, that's exciting.
No, it's not. You don't give a shit.
I do. No. But we didn't answer the flying squirrel.
What?
What is the flying squirrel?
That's just the brand. That's the brand. Mm. That's why I was looking up sriracha. Is it the name of the company or the squirrel?
So, what is the answer to our question?
Fuck. I just answered it. Sriracha is...
The company.
No, it's the type of hot sauce.
So the company Hui...
Hui Fong.
Has several different...
No. Mm. No.
So where did the flying squirrel come from?
That's the one made only for Whole Foods.
Okay, I got
follow
you.
The bouncing ball.
It's been a long day. Don't.
Okay. How are we doing on time?
We're fine.
Are we doing?
We're going to continue with food.
Okay. Continue with food.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm a KFC fan because I have had minimal exposure to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
And Chick-fil-A has surpassed KFC as a dominant fast food chicken chain in the U.S. Why is that?
What?
Is it because of the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, I think because it's just a better product. What?
Original recipe cannot be beat.
What? Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is.
I'm ready. Here it is.
Okay. This was an article that I found to go along with what you're saying about the best fast food places, burgers and stuff. The top ones are In-N-Out Burger, Five Guys, and Smash Burger. The Golden Arches isn't alone in the fast food hall of shame. KFC was found to have the worst tasting chicken.
Bologna and cheese. Who's tasting this?
Taco Bell took the worst burrito category.
The beefy five-layer burrito didn't win?
The survey looked at dining options that are, quote, a step up from just fast food dining. Chipotle topped the list, followed by Firehouse Subs, Five Guys, and Jason's Deli. And McDonald's emerged as a loser in the report on the number of menu items that contained wood pulp. It's also found in 14 of the, it can be found in 14 of the chain's items compared to 13 at Burger King and 10 at Wendy's. I didn't even know they used wood pulp in stuff like that.
Wood pulp?
It's just probably just
pulp of wood.
Pulp of wood that's turned into a paste that's semi okay to eat because, you know, our FDA would not give us anything bad.
Never.
Mm-mm. So anyway, that went back to where I found that people thought KFC was found to be the worst tasting chicken.
Hmm.
Tied in with your article there.
I've got the top 10 fast food chains in the U.S. based on sales for 2013.
Okay.
Starting with number 10,
uh-huh.
Applebee's.
Okay.
Number 9, Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
Number 8, Pizza Hut. Number 7, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts beat Pizza Hut? I'm at a loss. Number 6, Taco Bell. Number 5, Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Wendy's. Number 3, Starbucks.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was fast food.
Yeah, because they serve sandwiches and fruit and salads and stuff now.
Number 2, Subway.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 1 fast food brand in the U.S. by sales in 2013, McDonald's.
People just, they're addicted.
Convenience.
It's convenience.
The crack.
Yeah.
Crack in the fries.
You're in a hurry. Give me a McDonald's burger. It tastes okay.
Taco Bell is way down at number 6.
I can't believe that.
That's my number 1.
It would be my number 1 fast food. Except now, I might have to go with Firehouse Subs. I am now officially, totally a Firehouse Subs fan.
But you cannot get Firehouse Subs at 2 in the morning.
That is true. That's where they're making their mistake.
But you, like, stopped, dropped, and firehoused it the other day.
I stopped, dropped, and rolled firehouse it. I got a coupon for a pulled pork on a King's Hawaiian roll.
Damn. I don't know.
What was that?
I think a dude just came out.
Wow. But it was beautiful. It was fantastic.
There was coleslaw.
Coleslaw, pulled pork on a Hawaiian
bun. It did taste really good.
And I didn't put hot sauce on it because...
You wanted me to take a bite.
See? Isn't that a good boyfriend?
Yes.
I even told you, they had new hot sauces that I really wanted to try.
I know.
On this burger.
The thing about being a sweet boyfriend is you don't like say, I really want to do this, but for you. You just do it.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have to point it out.
I guess I'm not that sweet a boyfriend.
Because
I have to point it out. I have to let you know. I
am missing something in my life.
Because
for
of you.
You.
Just
Yatch.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know what we're missing? We're missing food. And we are at 33 minutes.
Are we?
We are.
Well, I guess we should wrap this up a little bit. You know, before I go, speaking of food, this has been a fun, this seems like this whole podcast almost has been about food.
Yeah.
I was thinking today, because I was listening to some other podcast.
I don't understand. Other podcasts.
There is
what
no
other podcasts?
There is no other besides Wrinkled Sheets and Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
We need to boost the Wrinkled Sheets number. So let's just focus on
Wrinkled Sheets. Share it with your friends, please. Share it with your friends.
Hit play.
Yeah. Even don't confuse people with the what's sriracha. Is it the name or is it the... Just share the podcast. Now, here's what I was thinking. We both love Jelly's. The place here in town called Jelly's.
Jelly U Cafe.
And I don't know if they're everywhere. Do you know if they're everywhere or it's just the two locations here?
I don't know. I think they're only here.
Well,
when I Google Jelly Cafe, it only shows the two Denver locations.
Well, that's why I thought we should talk about Jelly Cafe. We should mention how much we love them and how great their food is and their two locations.
Two.
two. One is in
Denver University
area. Denver, yeah.
Off of Evans.
Yeah. We should have planned ahead on this, but I just thought about it because I thought we should make jelly. They've never said they wanted to be our sponsor, but if we just did a Jelly's commercial and stuck it in every podcast.
They have donut bites.
They.
My favorite donut bite?
Maple
bacon. They have breakfast sliders, and I like several of them. And the cool thing is you can mix and match. You can get one of one kind, one of another. It's awesome.
It's so good.
And their burrito is the size of my head.
It's probably the best, in my opinion, the best brunch breakfast place in Denver. And we've eaten at a lot of these because we
can't move beyond.
We go to all the like Snooze and Wild Eggs, which I love Wild Eggs. I will have to do that. But they are not jellies. Do not distract myself from jellies. So if you're in Denver or you're coming to Denver, Google. Make sure you check out Jellies.
Jelly Cafe.
Yeah. Google, bitches, and figure out where
and
it is.
And their decor is amazing.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun with the cereal boxes and the cartoons. It
takes you back to being a kid.
It does. All right. We should wrap this up.
Wrapping.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you feel like donating, you can do that. Find us out on the podbean.com and iTunes and Stitcher. And I don't think we've made it to TuneIn Radio yet for this one, have we?
Nope.
No, we need to do that. So, all right. We will see you next time.
Bye.